We're going to talk now to Anne O'Connor, Chief Operations Officer with the HSE, about the ongoing impact of the cyber attack on healthcare here and when patients can expect to have their appointments rescheduled. Anne O'Connor, good morning.
Good morning, Audrey.
Have things gotten any better across our HSE hospitals this week?
Well, Audrey, we're 13 days into this now since the attack happened, and we have made some progress, albeit it's very site-specific. So we have seen developments in relation to the voluntary hospitals in terms of their systems. They work in a slightly different way to the HSE hospitals. In relation to the broader system, there's a couple of priorities that we've been working on for the last few days. One of those has been trying to reinstore just email access for people. So you'll know that our whole healthcare system is very dependent on communication between clinicians and with patients and families and then other providers of services, and that's been hugely impacted. So we are looking at how we can get staff back being able to communicate, and the progress in that is that as of last night people have been able to just plug in their devices. Now we have 80,000 devices across our system, so just plugging them in is the first step so that we can deploy some protection to those systems. But in terms of turning them on and connecting them to servers, we're a bit away from that. So we are still very compromised, and we know that in some of our statutory hospitals, for example in the West and the South, we're still very compromised in relation to, for example, radiotherapy and some of the very critical services that we rely on. Our laboratories are also still very compromised. Many of our labs are working at under 20% capacity, and they're not able to take samples in from GPs, for example. So we know that we have a lot of samples there that haven't been tested, and that's obviously a big concern and a very big risk for us.
Yeah, and can we go through some of the other areas perhaps and get a sense of the impact? Because last Thursday, the HSE in your briefing said that outpatients was down by between 70 and 80%. What's the figure there at this point in time?
That will have come back in the East, in the voluntary hospitals, really only. So the problem we have in relation to outpatients or emergency care is the lack of access to patient records. So the big hospitals in Dublin, for example, St. James's, Beaumont, Vincent's, Talanau and the Mater, they have access to their records, and one or two other hospitals, but not very many. So if you present today, in effect, in one of those hospitals, you're going to have to be treated like a new patient. We won't be able to access anything that has happened with you before, your medications, your previous diagnostics. So that is in terms of outpatients. We really are prioritising people. And again, it's the non-voluntary. So the voluntaries, the big hospitals in Dublin are seeing, I suppose, a lot of their outpatient people now. But most of the other hospitals are not. And we have.
And do you have a figure on that at this point, Anne?
No, so we know that we were at, as you said, 70% impacted last week. We will only be slightly better than that, so probably only around 60%, as in we're probably only about 40% working. Now, in any given day, Audrey, we see 14,000 people in a normal day in our outpatients, so that's still very significant in terms of cancellations. We don't have numbers because we've no system for capturing that at the minute, so we're relying on sites just to report to us individually.
And what about inpatients? Because last week, I think the figure was at 50% down.
That's right. And we have seen that really stay around there. Again, in relation to inpatients, we are admitting those who need to be admitted the most. The whole pathway for care is very, very different. So our clinical teams are having to work in very different ways. And we are bringing people in on the basis of their urgency. We know that in Dublin, those big hospitals, again, they provide some of our very specialist national services. So that's great. They can continue to see people. But in terms of bringing people in, the whole pathway to do that is very different. So even just the communication from a GP to a consultant to get somebody in, or sending someone to an emergency department. But our inpatient services, I mean, important to say that even with all of this, our health services are working, but it's a very different way of working, and people will be hugely impacted in terms of their time, in terms of even the questions we'll have to ask you if you present. We'll have to go back and ask you all sorts of things that you might feel that you've been asked 10 times already. So that whole experience is very different.
And Anne, those seriously ill with cancer, chemotherapy services last Thursday were down 50%, you said, but they were coming back. What's the number at this point?
We haven't improved hugely on that. We have had progress in relation to the St. Luke's Oncology Network. We now have St. Luke's itself and their sites in St. James's and Beaumont operational. We don't have the sites in Galway and Cork operational yet, and that is a huge concern for us. It's an absolute priority. We have made arrangements with some of the private hospitals in relation to that, and people are travelling from Galway to St. Luke's in Dublin, which, as you can imagine, is really not an ideal scenario for anybody. Our clinicians are very concerned concerned about this, and of course families and anybody listening to me today who's waiting for that treatment or waiting for that appointment will be hugely concerned. So all I can say on that is that we are doing absolutely everything we can. We're hoping to make some progress there, particularly for the West and the South, over the coming day or two, but unfortunately that hasn't gone as easily as we had hoped.
And just a final question then, in terms of the impact on the publication of the vaccination data, the COVID-19 vaccines. When do you expect to be back publishing those daily numbers?
We have no system for doing that at the minute. So our whole system of communication, as I said, is down, and critically our feed in from GPs. So in terms of any information we can capture, that hasn't come back. Now we're working on that, as I said, in terms of the communication. Our first and foremost priority has to be the most critical patient care and those systems. But we're doing a number of things in parallel, and we do need to be able to, I suppose, keep people informed in terms of where we're at with vaccinations. And at the moment we are relying on that supply information as opposed to GPs being able to tell us who they've vaccinated. So again, it's a work in progress. It's being dealt with in terms of a priority, but it, probably in terms of, for example, radiotherapy in our laboratories, it mightn't be as urgent as those. But we are looking at that, and we know that the vaccinations are proceeding. Thankfully, they haven't been impacted in terms of this issue. But in terms of reporting, that's just a step away still.
Okay, thank you very much indeed. Anne O'Connor, Chief Operations Officer with the HSE.